Welcome back to Mad Props. My name is Chris Schnabel, and today we have Kennedy Ratu coming on. Kicks by Kenna is her Instagram handle. She is a shoe artist, a cleat artist. She works a lot with a lot of athletes. She works with different styles of shoes and cleats and everything else. And she's also worked with the President of the United States. You're not going to want to miss this one. It's going to be really exciting. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but before we go, remember, follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Mad Props Pod. We've really been popping off on Twitter lately. We're replying to everybody. We're quote tweeting things. We are highlighting former guests. Twitter is the place to be if you want to follow Mad Props. We're really doing it big out there. So go follow Mad Props Pod on Twitter if you don't already. Instagram, you can see a lot of our reels and a lot of our updates. If you really want to stay updated with the visuals of Mad Props, definitely go follow our Instagram. We also highlight all of our former guests on there as well. And Facebook, we kind of do a little bit of both. So if you want a little bit of Twitter and a little bit of Facebook or Instagram, go to Facebook. That's where you're going to find that. Make sure you subscribe to us, especially on Good Pods. I'll get to the other ones in a second, but we are new on Good Pods. And not only are we a newer podcast on Good Pods, we are ranked number 4 in indie podcast right now on Good Pods. We're trying to get to number 1. So definitely go subscribe, go listen, go rate us 5 stars, comment, all that stuff on Good Pods. We really appreciate you doing that and trying to help us get to number 1. If you don't want to go on Good Pods, you can also go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get your podcast and just look at Mad Props with Chris Schnabel, and you'll find Mad Props wherever you want to get it. If you want to watch Mad Props, which some of you guys do, go to youtube.com/@Schnabel Studios, S-C-H-N-A-B-E-L Studios, and you can find Mad Props. You'll find Sketching Up. You'll find Southern Hospitality, but you can also watch all these podcasts. So if you want to see visuals, if you want to see this beautiful face that I'm telling you right now, if you're listening, is you don't want to miss it. You're going to want to go to youtube.com/@Schnabel Studios or search Schnabel Studios. I don't know why I keep doing the website. Go search Schnabel Studios on YouTube and you'll find Mad Props. It's going to be right there. Trust me, you'll find it very easily. And go watch our shorts as well. Our YouTube shorts game has been pretty good. So go watch that as well. I think I said to follow us on everything else. Make sure you catch Sketching Up in Southern Hospitality and follow Schnabel Studios. And let's get to the interview, because Kenna's great. She has a lot of really cool stories, and I think you're really going to enjoy this one. So let's roll that intro. This is Mad Props.
Hi, I'm Kenna from Kicks by Kenna. Let's start the show.
So, Kenna, thank you so much for joining the show. We really, really appreciate you being here. We talked a little bit off air about this, but the big reason I wanted to have you on is I stumbled across your page and I saw what you do, and I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is so cool. Like, to be able to just take shoes and make them, like, personalized. You, like, personalize them. I really enjoyed you had a video with... And it's funny because I didn't notice until I looked at the page and then saw his other video. You had the kicker for Arizona. You did his shoes. I think his nickname's Cash.
Yes.
And I looked at his page and I immediately knew who he was because he had a huge viral video of like the I'll take a football thing, and then it kind of inspired that trend. That whole trend, which I personally have also jumped on. So, like, it was a very full circle moment for me.
He was a trend starter.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, this is the guy. That's so sick. And then, I mean, you've done so many other things. You've worked with so many other people, and we're going to get into all that stuff. But so you started this in 2020. You started during the pandemic at 16 years old. What made you decide to start making custom shoes, and what inspired you to continue to do this with cleats and for athletes?
It's funny, actually. So my very first pair, it was kind of like a trend going around, because back in the pandemic, there wasn't much to do other than like watch YouTube or like just hang out with your family and whatever. But back when in 2020, it was kind of a trend going around. So the first place I ever saw it was on YouTube, and a guy had taken a bunch of paint markers and like drawn all over these Air Forces. And I was kind of like, I could do that. So I begged my dad and he took me to the paint store. And the first pair I ever did was actually a pair of Converse for my little brother. And they were cool. I've never posted them. They were like Chinese dragons wrapped all around it. And they had like my name signed across the toe. I didn't know what I was doing back then. I was just like, I did this. I'm proud of this. And so I did those for him. And then I didn't even have social media at the time, and it was actually, I think it was my mom. She posted them on Facebook, and I started doing them for like my neighbors. People were interested in it in my neighborhood, and then I finally got an Instagram, and I started building clientele that way. It's all really organic, my growth. I really try and make a connection with pretty much everybody that I work for and work with, because that's something that's so important to me in my business, is to just keep it with the people and meet everybody. And so, and then after that, it kind of, my first big client, I did an Olympian back in, I think it was the 2021 Olympics. It was Michaela Skinner. And I actually, she's a the Olympic gymnast that took over for Simone Biles when she had to kind of take a break. So I did her because she lives out in Gilbert, and I got to meet her, and I delivered them in hand to her and got like pictures with her, and she was so sweet, and we're still like good friends, and I just love her. And then after that, it exploded, and after that, I think is when I really started doing cleats. My first really big cleat pair would probably be Bradley Bozeman. I did him for My Cleats, My Cause. That was my very first My Cleats, My Cause. And after that, it kind of just blew up.
How do you get this person reaching out to you? Did they just stumble across, kind of like I did, and been like, "Hey, I see what you've done. I want you to do my cleats." Or did you reach out to people to say like, "Hey, I do this. I would love to do a pair of cleats for you."
So with Bradley specifically, I actually came across, he had posted on like Twitter, because I didn't even know what My Cleats, My Cause was at the time. He had posted on Twitter that he was in search of an artist who does cleats. Because usually, what's really cool about some of these NFL players is a lot of them for My Cleats, My Cause don't need to find someone to do it for them. The NFL will hire someone and they'll do like 100 pairs for like a bunch of different teams. They're not usually as personalized, and they just like whip them all out and hand them off to the players for them to have them for this specific game. But what's really cool about Bradley is he really didn't need to find an artist, but he wanted to support a small business. And he was actually looking for somebody local, because they lived in, he was playing for the Ravens at the time. So they lived in, I believe it was Baltimore. So he, I reached out. I think I made a Twitter account and reached out, and I was like, "Hey, I do this. Like, I'm an artist. I would love to help you." And he was like, "You know what? What the heck?" He's like, "I'll send you a pair." He reached out, and it was awesome. It was like, it was surreal, really. And he's just, I love the Bozemans. They're great. I've kind of followed them around as they've moved to the Carolina Panthers, and they're just the sweetest people ever. And I've done his for 3 years in a row, and we still are just great friends. Their family's awesome.
And then how's the next pair come about? So you get the Bozemans and you're doing theirs for, Baltimore and following him around. When does the next pair happen?
After that, pretty much, I mean, people, it used to be, oh yeah, I did the Miami Dolphins too. That was my other My Cleats, My Cause that I did. I try and add like one more person each year as I keep growing. But I mean, after the Bozemans, people, we used to really like reach out to people, but I would say recently, I mean, people have been reaching out left and right. We're doing a White Sox player reached out for spring training. A bunch of people are reaching out for spring training since it's kind of in my backyard, so they're all really close. So they'll just be like, "Just come, I'll leave you tickets. Come drop them off at our game." And so that's happening a lot recently too.
So the,
But yeah, so now they
so
reach out.
so when you start seeing that, does it like give you almost like a I don't know the right way to say this. Like you're starting your own business and you're like, oh, this is something that could happen. And now people are reaching out to you like, oh, this is something that's happening. Like how does that transition feel?
I feel like you described it perfectly. Honestly, it's like I remember in the beginning, I was so like, I mean, I don't know where this is gonna go. It's so kind of different. Like, there's not really many people that make custom shoes. And if they do, usually it's like Nike will do it for you, or Vans. You can like print whatever you want on there, but it's not really like a customizable thing, really. But yeah, when I first started, I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I feel like I want to do this. And I mean, it was scary to start, but I honestly, it's surreal to have people, like a White Sox player DM you and be like, "Hey, I love what you do. I've been watching you." Like, that's crazy.
So before you started doing these for athletes, were you a big sports person? Like, did you play sports? Do you follow sports? Or do you just kind of like, oh, now I'm doing sports because everybody wants me to do their cleats?
You know, it's funny. I was just talking about this with somebody. I did not like when I first started, sports was not where I thought it was gonna go, like at all. I thought I was like maybe the fashion industry, like maybe I'll like collab with like Vans one day and like drop something that way. But no, it makes sense. I mean, athletes really like to be dripped out and they like their like custom stuff and they want to be like have the coolest stuff. So I mean, that makes sense, but yeah, no, I didn't at first think athletes was not the first thing on my radar when I first started, but I'm happy it went that way. The sports community is
Are you a
amazing.
bigger sports fan now? Like, do you follow these leagues now that you're like kind of producing stuff and working for certain teams? Do you like kind of consider yourself a sports fan
Definitely.
now?
I mean, before I started, I followed basketball pretty heavily. I love basketball, but I mean, football, not so much. We went to baseball games when I was a kid, so like I knew how these sports worked, but yeah, I mean, before I started, I would say I wasn't per se following them as much, but now that I'm like, oh my gosh, like my cleats are on the Cardinals field. I have to watch, so
So what was
and go to the
what are
games.
your favorite? Let's stick with basketball for a second, 'cause I'm a huge basketball person too, especially recently. I wasn't as
Good.
much. So growing up, I was a big baseball guy, played baseball, all that stuff. And then in 2020, I went to Gonzaga for my master's, and that really got me into basketball. And
Oh,
I went through a very big weight transition, and basketball was a huge part of it. I lost like 200 pounds in a year and a
cool.
half, and a
That's
lot of it was playing
awesome.
basketball basically every single day. And now I'm a huge
Yeah.
basketball like fan. Like I've for a long time, it's been a tough long time, but now it's really nice. I'm an Orlando Magic fan, and it was tough for a while, but that I really like what they have going now, so that's good. And I follow it like religiously now. So let's stick with basketball for a second. So what's your favorite team? Did you play basketball? And what teams do you follow now?
Well, I'm a Suns fan.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, they don't do bad at all. They used to not be the best. When I was a kid, they weren't that great. But now that they're doing better, I love them. I never played for a team, I'd say. I mean, I played like with my siblings. We have a basketball hoop out front and but yeah, so I didn't really play other teams that I follow the Mavericks a little bit. ASU. I follow the ASU basketball. They're pretty good. I mean, I've done a couple pairs for the basketball players, so I follow them and but since they're my school, I gotta follow them too, but mostly the
And
Suns.
you say you follow the Mavs a little bit. This is because you did a collaboration with Mark Cuban, correct? You did actual shoes for him.
It was his granddaughter, actually. So she's out there on the court with him
And
too.
that's why you're like, oh, well, I should follow the Mavs now because I just kind of worked with the
Yeah.
owner of the team. So maybe I should follow this team a little
Pretty
bit.
much.
That's not a bad one either.
Yeah, that's kind of what
So have you worked with any NBA players? Are you hoping to work with NBA players? Are you just mostly college in that aspect?
Yeah, actually, one of my first big names was a long time ago. I did a pair of Converse for Devin Booker when he had like first started. So, gosh, I don't even remember when that it was probably like 2020. Probably 2020, 2021, like right in that season. Yeah, that was probably my biggest name in the basketball world besides ASU.
Is what's your biggest name now? If Devin Booker was your biggest name, like what is your biggest name now?
I mean, I did the President of the United States.
Okay, let's
I did Joe
hear a little more
Biden.
about
That was
that.
my
That might be a
CNN.
little interesting. Let's hear a little bit though, though.
So I knew she's not in there anymore because they changed the all of their security around and such, but I knew she was the head of security for the Biden administration. I actually met her going to the Grand Prix in Long Beach. I was like on the beach one day and there she was talking to my mom and I just like ran over and I was like, "Hey," like I introduced myself and I was like, "I'm Kenna." She's talking to my mom for like 15 minutes, so she knew all about me by then and she was like, "Oh, hey, like I work for the president." And I was like, "Whoa, like what?" Like freaking out a little bit here. And she actually was like, "I know he would love to support you." And I was like, "Okay, I'm down." Like And so we got him a pair of Vans, and I did them up real nice for him. And I did his, every president has a different seal when they come into like the White House. So I did his presidential seal, and then I did the White House, and then he has a dog. I'm trying to remember what the dog's name was. I think it might have been like, it was like Sergeant or something like military-ish or like Radar, something like that. So I
Classic.
did his like German Shepherd on the front and his seal, and in return, I got a letter that was like hand signed by him, and it was like, "Congrats on graduating high school, and like people like you that are entrepreneurs make the future look bright, like stuff like that." So I have that little letter hanging on my
Yeah,
fridge.
so you only have it hang on, you didn't like frame it up. Like, there's a letter from the President of the United
Not yet.
States.
I want to make like a trophy room of my like things that I get from
I
people
understand that. We
one
just
day.
talked about how the back of my thing is stuff I get from people. So I completely
I know,
understand
I need
that.
like a background.
But it's better. You could have said like, "Yeah, that's in a drawer somewhere."
Yeah, no, it's just under the apple.
It's just in a paperweight somewhere. So yeah, that is a pretty big name. You're right. That's a highly,
Yeah.
highly big name, I would say there. But like, really quick, you talked about the Grand Prix, and I know you said off air that you work the Grand Prix. You're an avid racetrack visitor. Can you talk a little bit about what you do with the Grand Prix?
So, me and my family every year in April, we go out and we do the Long Beach Grand Prix. And it's so every year it's kind of, we're like volunteers for it. So, we go around and I kind of joke about it and I say, like, we're like security. So, I get backstage to like pretty much everything. So, I'm like right on the track. I'm in the no man's zone, is what they call it. And we just make sure like everybody's staying safe. Like, if anything happens close to us, we have to make sure like everybody stays back. We have to make sure nobody gets in places where they're not supposed to, but we do it in like shifts. So I'm on for 2 hours and we do it over 2 days. You're on for 2 hours and then you're off for two. So I get to go everywhere. I go in the convention center and we even met, one time I met Mario Andretti. He was on his little motorcycle in the back. It's the funniest thing. He rides an American flag mini bike back and forth behind the hotel. And I just happened to run into him and he like signed my t-shirt. It was so
That's
awesome.
amazing.
But yeah, it's the best like weekend
Now, how
ever.
do you, as you said, your whole family does it, how do you start doing that? Like, who was the one that was like, "You know what we should do? Let's work security for the Grand Prix when it comes in."
Well, my family's kind of always like cars. Like how you asked me if we like follow sports. I didn't per se follow sports as a kid. We followed cars. Like every Sunday instead of football at my house, like F1 is on the TV. So my whole family's super into it. We actually do every like the winter season. Me and my family are part of the Porsche Club of America. So I work that race too. So we're out like in IndyCar. We do all the ones in Arizona, and at the Porsche Club of America, it's kind of cool. We do. I'm like their grid girl. It's what it's called. So I like line them all up, and I make sure all their equipment is like to standard, and I make sure everything in the car, like no loose objects. Everybody's got to be in the right class and in the right group. And I sometimes they let me line them up and say go. Like so much fun. That's the best. The Porsche Club is so
It's
fun.
awesome to have those behind the scenes experiences in sports. In 2021, I had the best sports experience of my life. I do videography and social media. I did it for sports. I do it outside of sports now. That's kind of been what my life has been for 10 years. But for 1 year, I worked as they called it the player escort at the US Open, where you bring the players to and from the courts. And
That's so
my best
cool.
sports moments were at that event. Like, it didn't even feel real. It was like, what, 3 weeks of just like, it was like summer camp,
Yeah.
basically, like just having a lot of fun. Everyone I worked with was awesome. And my best experience, there's a ton of stories I could say from this, but it would be 25 to 30 minutes of me just going off. So my best one is in the beginning, Emma Raducanu, who won the US Open that year, she was a qualifier. And I happened to bring her out like the first two or three, whatever, the first two rounds of the qualifiers, and she won. And eventually she said, "I want him to bring me out of every single one." I was like the good luck charm. So every match she had, I brought her
Oh,
out to the court all the way up until the final. So the final's happening. I wasn't working anymore because, you know, they don't need you anymore because there's the court is literally a hall. It's from a hallway to get to Billie Jean from the locker rooms. So
yeah.
I just went to go watch. And I went downstairs because I was like, It's been a whole thing. Like, there's an awesome experience. After she won the semifinal match, I was there afterwards because, like, we were all just kind of there. And she ran up and gave me high fives and hugs and stuff like that. I was like, this is awesome. So I went down at the end, and she was like, I didn't think you're going to show up. I was freaking out. I was like, that's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. Like, I'm the good luck charm. And then she won. And then she won the US Open. And it was amazing.
You are the good luck charm.
Didn't ask me back the next year. She's like, I don't want you to walk me next year. No, but that's like one of the coolest experiences I'll ever have in sports. It doesn't matter what I do for the rest of my life. I've had some cool experiences. Doesn't matter what I'll do. It doesn't match up to walking the person that won the US Open out for every single match. And then she wins the US Open and stuff like that. So having those behind the scenes moments is just like really cool. And it kind of draws you into sports you never knew. Like you like racing, but like, would you be as into that sport if you didn't have those experiences of seeing what happens behind the scenes and seeing like all this other stuff? Like you might not, if you just had to sit there and be a spectator, you probably wouldn't enjoy it as much as being able to see how it like, how it cooks, you know, how it's made and stuff like that. It's happened with tennis.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what happened to me with tennis. I didn't care about tennis until then, and now I follow it religiously, and I'm watching the Australian Open as it goes because it's just amazing. It's just such a fun sport. But I want to stick back to racing really quick, and then we'll get off my story here. Go back to racing. So you're doing your first racer ever, you were telling me earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm delivering them today, actually.
That's amazing.
So she's so cool. She's she is like a female racer, so, and she races for herself. That's pretty. She has a sponsor, but usually they'll be on like a team, so they'll be like Team Nissan or like Team Red Bull, like stuff like that. So, but these guys, they race for themselves. They're like out there really making a name for them, so I really connect with her in that way. And she's been so cool, and she invited me to come out to see her race today. So since usually they race, most of the racing for like the people who are racing for themselves and such are out in like Iowa. So a lot of people will move out there to kind of pursue that. And so she's not usually here. So it's kind of a rare event that I get to go see her out there without going to Iowa. And so I'm really excited. My first boxcar race. Interested to see what this is going to be like.
And is she, again, she reached out to you and said, hey, I love your work, let's collaborate?
She did, yeah. She reached out and she's like, I've never seen you do racing shoes. Would you be okay with that? And I'm like, my motto is let's do it. My motto is to not really turn down anything. So I've done kind of everything, but I've never done racing shoes. So, and that's kind of right up my alley. So I was like, I'm down. I'm definitely down.
This is someone that knows nothing about racing. What is the difference between, what is a racing shoe like, the difference? Is it bigger? Is it bulkier? Is it something like that?
No, actually, I'd say they're quite small in comparison. They remind me a lot of like almost water shoes. They're made of that material that's almost like leathery, but has almost kind of breathable. Mm-hmm. They're meant to wrap around your feet and not get in the way of you hitting pedals. Here, my mom brought me the pair over here. I'll show you what I mean. So they're kind of,
oh, look at those
laces. You do, it's, Velcro up on there. So laces don't get in the way. These aren't a problem. So, I mean, I've never worked on these before, but they're really interesting. It's not really like a leather that I've worked on before, but I loved it. It worked perfectly. So she wanted, this is based off of Arizona, where she's from. I did it at nighttime, which isn't something that you see typically. Usually you'll see like those big, bold Arizona kind of, she gave me pretty creative freedom with it. Just said, I want an Arizona scene and I want an Iowa scene. So I'm like, okay, you're going to get sunset. And then for her Iowa shoe, we've got some farms.
Those are amazing.
So she wanted, I tried to make them pretty different, and they're gonna really, really stand out when she, because most of them were all black. So I wanted to give her some.
That's
color.
Amazing. So you said that she gave you kind of creative freedom. When you're going into moments like this, is there like a lot of restrictions? Do you usually have freedom? And what's your creative process when doing shoes?
It's really, it depends on the client for sure. I mean, a lot of athletes have really like, and a lot of them too, I mean, I didn't know this before I started, like, the NFL, they have really restricted guidelines on what they can wear based on just because they want them to all look really cohesive, even on the field, even their shoes. Like, if their shoes are neon pink and, like, their uniform is, like, black, it's not gonna work. So, I mean, usually what will happen with my creative process is, so I have everybody send me their shoes, doesn't matter who it is, unless if there's like a reason why they can't, or like they live, I've even, because I've done a couple that are out of the country, so I'll buy their shoes and we'll get like that worked on. And then what I'll do is I'll either have them give me like an overall theme or like a design that they actually have seen. I've gotten everything. I've even had someone send me like 10 adjectives and they're like, go. And I'm like, okay. Like it depends. A lot of them, and then there's people like who are like, let's just do like one Arizona theme, one Iowa theme. And I'm like, I have anything specific you want on there? And she's like, nope, just go for it. A lot of people, when I started out, a lot of them were like, they'd literally find like a Pinterest picture and be like, I want this exactly, and I'd copy it for them. But as time has gone on, a lot of people will be like, I really trust you. I know what you're doing, and I know that you'll do them how I need them. And this is a part of my process where I'm trying to really get to know people before I start what they're doing. So I really try and ask them like, what are these for? What are you, like, you gonna wear them for? What are you gonna? And we try and like make a connection there so I can see, because a lot of people too, I really like going all out on things like these ones I just showed you. Like I went crazy on them. I love it when people just let me go wild. But a lot of people, if they're gonna wear them at like a formal event, I don't want to make them like crazy colors and stuff. And even though I could, I just don't, because you gotta like respect what the people want. And so that's a part of like building trust with the clients, is they'll know that what they're getting is what they needed
Yeah,
and
I
want.
mean, and it goes with, you just look at your page and you see what you've done. I'm sure people see that and they're like, well, this person got the shoe or this is what they wanted, so I can trust this person. Like you have the experience and you've had the clientele to be like, oh, I could trust this person. So they don't need to be like strict or anything like that. What is your favorite shoe to design?
That's so hard. I really like everything. I would say for a long time it was like slip-on white Vans, because I was like, oh, I can fit so much on these because the toe is so big. And people, a lot of the time, they'll be like, I need like the whole Mona Lisa on these. And I'll be like, oh, okay. I am gonna need a little bit more room for that. So when people, sometimes people too will ask me for suggestions, and just depending on what they want, I'll be like, we're gonna need Vans for that. Or like, depends. But I mean, I've done even a lot of cleats are really specific since they have such a wide range of what they could be in so many different materials. And actually, the pair I did for Cash, that's my favorite kind of cleat ever. They're nice and flat. They have like a good texture to them that sticks to paint well. And yeah, it depends,
Yeah, he's a
really.
kicker. Were they more like soccer cleats or were they like different football cleats?
They were football cleats for sure. They were a little bit, I've noticed like kicker cleats are really more, they're like kind of like these race shoes, like closer to the foot, not a lot of bulk, like just really like good for performance almost. And I really like that kind of cleat. It does really well if you want like a really intense design on there, because there's a lot of room for me to work on.
So if you're say you just like doing all shoes, what is your favorite shoe to wear? Like you personally, what is your favorite shoe? I'm gonna get an answer out of
You
this.
know, weirdly enough, I love Converse. I don't paint them very often, but I love Converse. They're so like diverse. So I mean, and I felt so bad for this for so long. Like, I'm a shoe artist. I've not ever really done anything for myself. I bought my first pair of Jordans. I don't have any Nikes. I bought my first pair when I got past my freshman year of college. So I've had them for a half a
And
year.
did you customize them or you just, they're just there?
I didn't. I'm too busy working for other people.
Do you want to customize yourself a pair or are you more like, I just like doing it for other people. I don't need one for myself.
I actually started a pair for myself because I'm working with an association in Arizona. I'm mixing up the name because there's two of them. It was like the Women's Association of Arizona, and they're doing a big gala, and it's actually sneaker themed, so they invited me to come in. I'm actually going to be kind of like entertainment, so I'll be painting live for people and like doing orders and such there, and it's called the sneaker soiree. So, and I'm invited to go, and I have to wear some custom shoes. So, I actually have to do those. It'll be my
What are
first
you gonna
pair.
do for your custom pair? Can we get a sneak peek of like what you're kind of thinking of for that pair?
So, the idea behind the show is that it's kind of you'll wear your favorite jersey and then you'll wear some sneaks that match. So, I have a Suns jersey that's like signed up by like all the players just because I've been to so many games and like super close. So, I've got my Suns jersey, and since they just rebranded and they're doing the El Valle thing, I like the Valley with all the colors and stuff, but I have to stay true to what they're at right now. So I'm doing a pair of El Valley. They're the Jordan highs, but they're the platform ones. So they're like super chunky on the bottom, and I like this pair because they're pretty flat for me. So they're gonna be like pinstriped on the sides in purple and metallic, and I'm really into like crazy designs, so they'll probably be really
And then you're
wild.
never going to be able to take them off. You're going to love them so much. You're going to be like, I love these so much, I'm never going to take them off. I want to change up the conversation really quick because there's something that really interested me that I know about you, that you were a the only female featured artist for the MLB All-Star Game in Seattle, which I told you earlier, I'm a huge baseball guy. So how did that happen? Did you have to submit to that? Did they reach out to you? And what did you do for them?
So actually, they reached out to me. It was kind of an opportunity that I kind of knew was coming. It was cool because I was already in Seattle and I was kind of knew it was coming, so I brought stuff with me just in case. And this was actually, it was pretty quick for me. Usually they'll have them kind of laid out, but because I was new to the team, they were kind of like, they're trying to figure everything out. They didn't know if they, like, what was gonna happen because it was coming up, and but they didn't know I was already in like Seattle, so it worked out perfectly. So I got reached out to, I think I'm trying to remember if the first reach out was through email or through Instagram, but so it started rolling along, and we were like, okay, so I brought all my stuff out there, and I was waiting for a phone call. I was waiting for them to be like, you're in. So I didn't actually apply for it or anything. They had kind of seen my work over the years, and they had been kind of following along and knowing that they kind of wanted me there. So I was actually in the mall with my cousins, and I was in a store, and I get a phone call, and they're like, "Hey, this is," I can't remember exactly what they said, but they're like, "We're the All-Stars, and we need to talk to you about something." And I'm like, okay, like kind of freaking out in Zara. And I run outside where it's a little quieter, and they were like, "We want you to be at Playball Park." And I've not ever really done this before, but I like collapsed to the floor. I was so excited. And they're going on and on, and they're like, "You'll be working shifts at Playball Park. We need you to come, and you're gonna." Yeah, so how it works usually is they'll have you bring a pair that you've done to display. So I worked on those. They're like, "We're gonna need you to come by the stadium like right away to pick up your pair that we need you to do." I believe it was 4 days before the All-Stars to have these done. And I've never put so much time. They took 48 hours, pretty much straight through. I woke up every morning at about 8 o'clock and painted till 2 in the morning. And I did that for like literally, because they needed them the day before, so 3 days of just straight through doing that. And then when we got there, they set me up at a booth and gave me another pair. And so I painted in front of people. I met thousands of people at the All Stars. It was the coolest opportunity. And while I was there, that was actually, I filmed my first news interview. That was my first interview out there, and they also did a commercial, and I'm kind of in it, and it's so cool. I'm so excited for it to be. It's for the next All
Is
Stars.
that something that you're going to be able to do again? Like, are you going to be able to do another All-Star game? Are you invited back? Are you hoping to be invited back?
Yeah, it's in the works for sure. It's actually in Texas this year, and so if it usually, I mean. I'm pretty much the newest one on the team. As I mentioned, I'm the only girl. They've been looking for a female artist for a long time, and they so happen to come across my page. But yeah, it's in the works. I'm probably being invited back, and then they'll like get me out there, and I'll travel with the event wherever it happens to go. And this year it'll be in Texas, so I'm
That's amazing.
excited.
And what was the design you did for that, for the All-Star game? Like, what did you do at All-Star game based? Was it team based? Was it kind of something you were able to do creatively? Did they have guidelines for you?
Yeah, so they kind of just said we need small star cleats, and I was like, oh, okay. No specifics, just all star for this year.
That makes sense.
So
We need
what?
all-star cleats, and you
Not
have
at
3 days
all.
to do
Yep, there we go.
it.
That was the guidelines. They're like, we need some Seattle on there, which is great for me because I pretty much grew up in the su like in the summertime. I'm out in Seattle like for like a month, and so I know the area really well and like the landmarks that the locals know and stuff. So this design for me was really cool. I don't do this very often, but they were like split cleats. So you cut the cleat pretty much in half with like a paint line, and then half of it is one design, and then the other side is a different design. So the insides are the jerseys. So the American team and the Nationals team, I did one for each shoe. And then the outsides on one of them, I did all the Seattle landmarks. So there's like the Space Needle, there's a big clock tower by the stadium. I put the stadium, the ocean. That one was my favorite. And then on the front of, I can't remember if I did both of them, I put the big logo. And then a lot of Seattle has like a lot of like Native American heritage behind it. So I threw some tribal print on the front where like the initial paint line cut was. And then on the other outside, it was a bunch of the really famous players. I put all of their portraits on the outsides. And then,
That's
yeah, it
awesome.
was really
Yeah, and
cool.
Seattle's a great place to do that. I definitely know Seattle as well. Being out in Spokane, been
It's
there. It's a
awesome out
really
there.
nice city, and that's you had some good players to work with for the famous players as well. Griffey Jr.,
I
Ichiro,
did,
all those
definitely.
guys. So just a couple more questions before we wrap up. First, you've worked with so many great people. Like, you've worked with the freaking president of the United States. Like,
Freaking president.
who are some people you would hope to, it doesn't have to necessarily be exact people, but it could be different sports, it could be different works of anything else, like maybe it's entertainment. Who where is somewhere you'd like to take this business, like outside of what you've already done?
I've never painted a pair of hockey skates. I've wanted to do hockey skates for a while. As for entertainment, I've always wanted to do Taylor Swift. I'm not sure if that will happen. Get back to me in 5 years and we'll talk again. But yeah, probably her. I haven't done too many actors or actresses, so I would love to branch into like the entertainment industry, but some hockey skates would be
That
cool.
would be really cool. Would they be able to wear them on the ice? I don't even know if that's a thing that could happen.
I think so. I'm not too familiar with the rules with them, but probably. They seem a little looser in hockey.
When I first got out of college in 2015, I made just like these small independent documentaries, and I went to a lot of film festivals. And I'm not someone that likes to be like buttoned up and stuff like that. I don't remember where I got them from, but I had this custom pair of shoes that had like all my favorite stuff, Mario, Spider-Man, and I would wear them to these film festival red
That's
carpets. Is
so
that something you'd
cool.
ever want to do? Like, get somebody that has like going on a red carpet with these custom shoes, maybe about the movie, maybe about stuff they love.
That would be awesome. I love it when people are like, I love all these things, combine them into one. That's like, it's the coolest thing ever. I love trying to like stretch myself in that way. So if someone was in like 10 different movies who like have no correlation with each other and I got to like incorporate them somehow, that'd be so
I
cool.
mean, that'd be an awesome thing to wear to your own red carpet, right? Like, you just have like these 10 blockbuster movies and they're on your shoes and you're showing them
Yeah,
off. Like, yeah, this is all the work I've done. Here's my Oscars right here. They're painted on the
No,
side. Check it out.
seriously.
And
Yeah, that'd be
I guess the
awesome.
last thing I have is outside of shoes, are you ever looking to expand into other things? Like, or is shoes kind of it? Like, are you looking to do like custom shirts, hats, custom just paintings, like just actual drawings and paintings, things like that? I know you're doing graphic design in school right now. Like, what is the ultimate goal
Yeah.
here with this?
I was gonna say, it's funny you mentioned that. So what I actually am truly like what I'm going to go into with schooling wise is I really want to be in branding. So like that kind of thing will come into play. Like I don't know how much like t-shirts and like hats and stuff will go into, but I'll love to. It's almost like I'll get to customize someone's business. I really like that idea, and it's kind of what I already do with, like, people will be like, I have this idea, except I just can't make it. And so that's my job, is I take their ideas and I make it for them. So I would love to do that for people with, like, their businesses. So that's probably, in the long run, I definitely want to, I'll probably do this for the rest of my life. Honestly, it's, like, my passion. I'm so lucky to have found it at 16. Like, that's crazy to me. I have to remind myself of that sometimes. Like, I started when I was 16, guys. Like, so, yeah, probably do this forever. And then kind of coincide them together would be awesome. Like, if some brands needed a line of custom shoes, like, I'm your girl.
You can find her at Kicks by Kenna. Kenny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kenna, so much for joining. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Remember, go subscribe to us on Good Pods. That's very confusing. On Good Pods, if you haven't already, we are trying to be the number one indie show. So we need your subscriptions. We need your listening. We need you to rate us 5 stars, share it with your friends, do all that stuff, and help us get to the number one podcast. We really appreciate you doing that. Now, you can also follow us or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast, whether it be Spotify, whether it be Apple, or anywhere else. We are on all that. So you can subscribe to us there. Again, rate us 5 stars. Give us some comments. Let us know that you love us. We love when you let us know you love us. If you want to watch this podcast, you can go to Schnabel Studios on YouTube. We are right there at the top, so you can find us. Just go to Schnabel Studios, click the Schnabel Studios logo, and then go right to Mad Props. You can watch. You can see this beautiful face in action. If you want to follow us on social media, at Mad Props Pod, Mad Props Pod, anywhere, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, you're going to find it, or X, I should say, you're going to find it on all of those. Our Twitter game has been popping off. We're really doing good on Twitter right now, but we're also doing good on the other ones, especially Instagram, where you can watch a lot of the clips and we interact with a lot of people. So go do that. The comments that we make on Instagram right now, by the way, are really killing it. I just saw the other day, I commented, I don't remember whose page it was on. It was a former interviewee on Mad Props, and we put a comment on there and it had 25,000 likes, and I'm sitting there like, man, if just a 1% of you would follow us, it'd be great. But anyway, go follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the podcast, all that good stuff. We really appreciate you doing this. Hey, I've been Chris Schnabel. If you really like this podcast, give us a comment, give us a like, give us a subscription, but definitely the first one, give us a comment. We'd like to know when you guys have enjoyed the podcast. We'd like to know that you're here. We'd like to know that you're listening. So if you listened and you liked it, go leave us a comment so we can respond to you and know your feelings. And if you didn't like the podcast, do the same thing. Let us know what we could do better. We want to always be better. We want to always, we're for you. We're for you, the listener, you know? So definitely go do that as well. Last thing, follow Kicks by Kenna on Instagram. You can DM her if you want a custom pair. You want to see the stuff she's done, the stuff she talks about on this podcast. They're all there. So definitely go follow Kicks by Kenna, and you can see all the stuff that she's done. Go do that. It's great. Thank you guys again for being here. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being a part of the Mad Props family. We will see you on the next episode of Mad Props. See you later. Peace out.